We live in extraordinary times. And I will tell you how extraordinary they are. On Wednesday this week, I read an article written by the Jesuits. Pretty extraordinary. Not only did I read it to myself, I read it to the congregation that came to Mass on Wednesday. I have it here. Anybody want to hear it? Sure. Sorry, you have to look on the website. So Thursday, when I was privileged to celebrate Mass, I said, yesterday you heard from the Dominicans today, or from the Jesuits. Today, Thursday, you're going to hear from the Dominicans. And so I preached. And on Friday, I said, Wednesday you heard from the Jesuits, Thursday you heard from the Dominicans, and Friday you're going to hear from the American bishops. And so I read an excerpt from their letter on racism. We live in extraordinary times, and the truth is that we are going to continue to live in extraordinary times for quite some time to come. The invitation that we have is to somehow impact those times for the better. To somehow, in our call to Catholicism, in our call to love God, neighbor, and self, we somehow have to choose to impact how our world is evolving. We get to choose. The gift of a free will is a gift and a burden at the same time, but it is also an invitation and a challenge for us to enter into the gospel and live it out as fully as we can. I will also tell you that no matter what we do, no matter how involved or engaged or how angry, how passionate we are, if we don't intimately involve the triune God, it's not going to work. God has got to play a part in how we respond to the challenges of our time. In my travels, one of the things that I was blessed to do was to offer a Mass for one of my Dominican sisters as she took her solemn vows. That particular congregation had a pretty different theological statement of the sign of the cross. And it's part of my column today. Creator, Redeemer, and source of all wisdom. That's a theological statement. And I will tell you that no matter how we enter into the relationship that we have with the triune God, that has got to be an intimate part of what we do. Intimate, involved, vulnerable, present, engaged. Those are the things that involve an intimate relationship. And we are called to do that now, not tomorrow. And it won't be done next week. However this pandemic unfolds, the scourge and the plague of racism and bigotry and hatred is not going to go away unless we decide that it will. Grounded in God's love, grounded in our own love of ourselves and our neighbor. That's how it has to happen. And it will take generations, unfortunately. But we can start today. We can start now. We can start in the midst of the pandemic. There are still things that we can do and say and not do and not say in today's world that will make a difference. But it starts with us. It starts with prayer. It starts with engaging and approaching the triune God with open hearts and open minds and saying, "Tell me, God, what you want me to do, and I will listen." I firmly believe that we are capable of change. We all are. Or I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. Francis of Assisi was a wastrel. He hung around with guys and drank and, you know, dated and just did all sorts of crazy things. Until God said, rebuild my church. Okay. This one over here? No. The greater church, Francis. Come and make the change. And he did. It was a powerful, passionate, public commitment to God. Bartolomé de las Casas, a 16th century Dominican, was a gentleman and a landowner and a slave owner. And over time, he went through a catharsis that allowed him and drove him to speak out against slavery and against hatred of every kind. The people that he approached and spoke to directly were not happy. So they went to the prior of his house and they said, you tell that Dominican to shut up. Thank you, Dominicans. The prior of the house said, one Dominican speaks for all. One of the pieces of the article in the Jesuit magazine was that they publicly admitted that until 1838, the Jesuits held slaves. They apologized for that. They said, we too have to take responsibility. We are all on some level complicit, either by action or inaction. And we have to take ourselves to task for that and hold ourselves responsible for changing what's going on. Or it won't. It won't change. Oscar Romero. He was against what was going on in his country until his friend was murdered. Catharsis. And he himself was martyred. Catharsis. The Holy Spirit. We just celebrated Pentecost. Catharsis. The Peter that we see in the Gospels as opposed to the Peter that we see in the Acts of the Apostles. Who is that guy? He is Peter, who through the Holy Spirit underwent a catharsis that gave him a passionate, powerful voice that led to his own martyrdom. All of the apostles but John were martyred. Because on that Pentecost day, when the Holy Spirit came into their hearts and set them on fire, they would not be silenced. And so off they went. We have the ability to experience catharsis if we are open to the presence of the triune God in our lives. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ showed us what to do. And gave us the example that we honor even today at the Eucharist. It will not be easy. It will not be short. But it is possible. I believe that. I believe in the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe in the presence and the power of the triune God to effect change in our world, not just the world of the Old Testament, not just some place that we don't even know about in a time that we weren't there, but now in our time, in our place, in our homes, in our lives. That's why we come here. All of us are tired of this. Nobody wants this to go on forever. But we are committed and invited and challenged to do what we can to impact the change. Not to just sit, but to actively seek what can make a difference. prayer, study, community, ministry, foundational to the Dominican life, foundational to this community. Those are the things that will make a difference. Those are the things that we can do today.